This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lele Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Doiv, also L'schus Refuah Shalem V'kol Choy Le'am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesun and Betzara V'Shivya. We're up to Maseches Makis, Perik Aleph, Mishnevav. We're talking about Edim Zoymimim, and the question now is, at what point in the original Din Torah does it have to be that these Edim, the new Edim that are going to be mazim, that first Edim, that, right? Somebody ostensibly killed someone, and two Edim came to Bezdin to say he did, so therefore Bezdin should put him to death. And then another set of Edim come and say those two Edim are lying because they were with us, right? So at what point in the trial process is it supposed to be that they come to be able to put them to death? Can it be that they're as soon as they give their testimony, or does it have to be that it's further along, or at some point is it possible that it's too far in the process and that's not considered Edim Zoymimin anymore and they don't put them to death anymore either? So the Mishnah explains, Eino Edim Zoymimin Nerogin, the Edim that were found to be lying by being Zoymimin do not get killed. Ad sheyigmar hadin. It has to be that far into the trial that the judges decided already that this man is going to be put to death. If at that point two more Edim come and say, hey, wait a minute, you can't say Edus because you were with us, that's considered Edim Zoymimin that get put to death. Now, the point behind this is also that if the person is put to death, if the murderer or the supposed murderer was put to death, then according to the Tanakhama, they don't get put to death. Even if the Edim come and say, you were with us, it's too late. Because Kasha Zama means what they wanted to do, not what they actually did. So, Sharei Tzedukim, the Tzedukim say, Ad Sheyahareg, until it has to be that the person actually gets killed, because they look at a different pasuk. They say shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, nefesh tachas nefesh. The reason, the time that you'll kill somebody who's a edim zoymimin is when he actually kills, so that you could say an actual killing for a killing, or a nefesh, a soul for a soul. But the Chachamim don't agree to this. Amalem Chachamim, the Chachamim disagree and they say, V'aloi kvar nemar, it says, V'asisim lo kasha zomam la'asis lo'achiv. You have to do it that he wanted to, what he attempted to do, which from the words of the Pasuk you see, V'arei ochav kayim, that it has to be that the attempt was made, but not the actual, that he has to still be around to talk about it. Not that he really did it, that they really killed him. So they asked the question, or the Talmidim asked the question, nefesh tachas nefesh. So why, what does it say, nefesh tachas nefesh, that it sounds like a soul for a soul, someone was killed already? So the reason why is, yachol mishosha kiblu edoson yairegu, I would think that they would already, once they start giving the testimony, saying, you killed him, and therefore you should be killed, they already should be, if they zoymimim come at that point, they should be killed for that. Talmud Leimer, no, it only has to be after the Gemar Din, after they already come to final judgment and they decide that this supposed murderer should be killed. Then it's nefesh tachas nefesh. They don't get killed until it is decided on him that he is actually going to be killed. He doesn't get killed, but it is decided on him that he will be killed. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.